Hello and welcome to this week's edition of Coach's Corner presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. This week we'll talk Humboldt Wildcats boys soccer with Coach Joe Hadar. The Wildcats boys team came into the week with games against Fort Dodge and Webster City looking to remain perfect on the season for at least another week. The boys had a comeback win against Fort Dodge on Monday night by the score of 2-1 and then soundly defeated the Webster City Lynx 5-1 on Thursday to finish the week at 9-0 to start the season. Which is the best start in program history. Here is Coach Hadar after Monday's game against Fort Dodge on his team's performance against the Fort Dodge Dodgers in an important non-conference tilt.
They don't want to lose to us, obviously. We call it a derby or darby in soccer when two teams from local areas play each other. And it's always a close game with Fort Dodge, and it's a good game. I didn't think it got too chippy tonight, and it was good to get the W.
And you had to like the resilience from the team, especially they're coming down 1-0 and then that late goal in the first half by Carter Westry.
Yeah, I felt like we were doing a good job. Maybe we weren't pressing as much as we could have in the first half. We didn't quite have the defensive pressure we needed, but, Carter got a good goal there. Nice shot, and good to see the freshman get another important goal for the team.
And then the second half, Nolan Gustafson able to knock it in from the corner. That was very nice, especially you're able to take the lead here.
Once we got the lead, I felt like the way we were playing, as long as we didn't make any big mistakes, we were going to hold the lead. But, you can make big mistakes. But, no, we did, and that was a really nice shot by Nolan. Really, he's just crossing the ball, and it managed to come off of the keeper's hands when he tried to save it. But, you got to do that. They say it's luck, but you make your own luck in situations like that, and he certainly made his own luck. So we rode out our luck there, had a good second half. I thought played better in the second half, and came out with a good win against, like I said, the difference between the CIML and, 2A is obvious. Fort Dodge has a quality team, and if they're playing the North Central Conference, they would be right in there with everybody else, super competitive. But they have to travel all over to the big schools, and they learn a lot from that. They get great experience, and we came in very similar situation last year with Mason City and lost the game to a team that hadn't won, and we were looking pretty good at that time of the season. And so we knew this was going to be a tough challenge for us, and it was.
So, Coach, now, after the non-conference game, where do you guys go from here in terms of how do you see your team now progressing going through the rest of the season here?
Well, we got to go past everybody again in the conference. So, and we got a bunch of teams that we beat in overtime who are looking for revenge for sure. So we've got to just go out and take care of business and do what we can. I think if we play the way that we can, there shouldn't be any change in the results from the first half of the season. You go out there, and it's a cliche. You play every game one at a time. Fortunately, we've got a makeup JV game tomorrow night at Storm Lake, so that's nice. We're going to get to see some players play tomorrow night. So the schedule's nice. I like the conference schedule where it's pretty much limiting us to two or three games a week. It gives us a chance to plan and see what we can work on. And so as much as we've been working on possession, I thought our possession game tonight was pretty good. We were calling for the ball. We still don't quite, we're not quite switching fields as readily as I'd like to see us do that, but I think we need to go back to a little more work on defensive pressure and make sure that we're pinning teams back. So there's still a lot to work on. We'll get out of practice tomorrow and see what goes.
Well, hopefully you get some warmer weather here the second half of the season with these opponents. I know you said you were expecting, you were hoping, we had the same result, except maybe a little bit warmer weather out there. So
absolutely.
But congratulations, Coach, on the win. And
appreciate it.
Let's keep it going here.
Yep. All right. I'm all for that.
That was the Humboldt Wildcats boys head soccer coach Joe Hadar. You have been listening to Coach's Corner presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. We'll see you next week for another edition of Coach's Corner.